Let's turn now to the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 27. Let me come down there. In this 27th chapter, now, remember this. There's a lot of people here. Not a few. Something in the area of 1.5 to 2 million people. Now, when they're shouting, they can make a lot of noise. They have been trapped. They're just out of Egypt. They know about the Ten Commandments. Now, Moses has taught that. He got that from God, personally. They know that. That's the law. So, the Almighty God, their covenant partner, needed to get over to them that it's His desire to bless them. But there's problems if they break that law. So now you come over here to the 27th chapter. Look in the 9th verse. Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke unto Israel, saying, take heed and hearken. Now, Gloria said, hear, kin. So I'm listening. Hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. You listen up. This day, this is it. You're going to find out about your covenant with Abraham. Today, you're going to learn this. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and do His commandments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the peoples the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you are come over Jordan. Simeon, Levi, Judah, you notice, Judah, the blessing, Jesus of the tribe of Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. The Apostle Paul is a Benjamite. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. So half of the tribe is split down the middle, 6 on one side and 6 on the other. Now, I want you to see pictures of those two mountains. Would you put that up there, please? Now, I want you to notice that Shechem in the middle there. Mount Ebal, look how bald it is. Mount Gerizim, the blessing. Trees and so forth grow over there. Now, Mount Ebal is alkali. You can't grow anything on Mount Ebal. But Gerizim is a blessing. Things flourish over there. It's a good place to be. So this was show and tell. Get this in your mind. See this. So, and the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsmen, and so forth. And all the people answer, amen. Can you imagine a couple of million people shouting, amen, so be it? Or in other words, that's the way it is. Now then, excuse me, let's go to the 28th chapter. Now, people preaching over the years have preached on this curse and blamed God with it. Church, listen to me. Don't start anywhere without reading the whole neighborhood. 1 Peter 2:24. There's 23 verses before that. And they are very, very important. James chapter 5, called on the elders of the church. There's four chapters before that, and it starts out on faith in the very first two verses. Yes. This is a problem. Now, I didn't mean you have to just read that every time you go in, but read it enough to where you know what the requirements are. Because God's already done his part. Now, we need to do ours. Now, you come over here at this 28th chapter, and now you see what is actually the synopsis of this. It shall come to pass. Now, they're going through all this. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, all of these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, after that, he begins to name the sicknesses and the diseases. There are a lot of things there. They've been in Egypt so long. They've been forced to eat things they would never eat just to stay alive. And so he's having to teach them to keep them for, so they live a long time. And here's all of the blessings. Oh, blessed when you come in, blessed. Now, I want you to look in this fourth. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind. K-I-N-E, not K-I-N-D. That is big. Now, this is agriculture, people. That meant their oxen. That meant their implements, whatever they need to do the job. What does your church need? What land does your church need? That's your kind. He'll bless you with your kind. And you've heard me tell this. That night, I was flying in to the local airport there in Fort Worth, and I heard those words coming to you from the revival capital of the world. Well, at that moment, I had no idea what he's talking about. And then, come to find out, it was during World War II, a naval air station operated by the Marine Corps. And there's over 1,500 acres in it. And what they did, during that time, the government would condemn the land under the War Act. You couldn't not sell it, but they would give you top dollar for it. And there are some great oak trees on that right where we eventually, in 2000, we eventually built our home out there. And there's some oak trees out there. I talked to the man that this was his dad's farm and he was raised on that farm. And I noticed these trees are all in a row. And he said, Copeland, my dad planted those trees. He said he planted those pecan trees over there. God knew that one day there would be a Kenneth Copeland Bible School, Bible College,
yes,
out in the middle of the countryside.
Yes.
And they would need land. They will eventually need a ballpark. They will need student housing. And their parents are going to want to move out there close to their family. And now, there's a company just decided that they're going to build 10,000 homes within a three-minute drive of EMIC.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that was my kind. I got blessed with the ministry needed that. I didn't know it. But he set that up years ago in the early 70s to have all this time to develop it and build it up and develop it and build it up, blessed with our kind and the flocks of your sheep. And so now look in the 8th verse. The Lord will command the blessing upon you in your storehouses. In your, not storehouses, not storehouse. Oh, you're prospering. You got storehouses. In all that you set your hand unto, he will bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people. Now, here's the problem. This is why the Jewish people are so persecuted. This blessing is operating on them. It's big time. The Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if you'll keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all of the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you, and they will persecute you with everything they have, because they're afraid of you. Isn't that what bothered Pharaoh? There's too many of them. And everything they do works because of Joseph. But he forgot about Joseph. And so he said, there's too many of them. Kill all the little boys. But Moses was floating in a little boat in the Nile River. That special child. And Pharaoh's daughter said, he is a special child. Yes. Little did she know. Can you see? The blessing was on that family. And as you go, now let's go over here. And on the curse side of this, now verse 15, here we are again. It shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. So he didn't have to actively do it. They're just there. Adam saw to that. They're just there because the devil's here. Now, he's lost his authority that he received from Adam. He's the God of this world still. But he has a problem. the Jews on one side of the world and the Christians all over the world. And there's a number of us know our authority. Amen. And can put him to flight.
Yes.
And take authority over him and cut him off at the knees everywhere he starts to bring that curse on us. No, you don't. You don't put that curse on me. When the kids were small, and we were living in a little small house there in the south end of Fort Worth, and it was a funny thing. We had just seen that we were not to borrow money, and we didn't have any place to live. We came back from Tulsa. I wanted to stay up there from now on, but the Lord said, no, 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 you're coming home. Going back to Fort Worth? Lord, I said, you know what happened to you in your hometown? I don't want to do that. No, he said, I'll take care of it. So, anyway, and this little area out there, South Town, and this whole project out there, really, really nice little houses and well built. And my dad found that place. And so he talked to this man and told him that, you know, that Gloria and I were in the ministry and that and we were moving back to Fort Worth. And he said, now, listen, you tell that young preacher that I'll build him whatever style he wants. And he said, I carry my own paper. He can set his own payments. So my dad came back with this wonderful deal, and I said, Dad, I can't do it. Why not? I said, I promised God we wouldn't borrow money. Yes. He didn't like that. He said, well, he said the same thing Mr. Pewitt said to me over the land. He said, you got anything against rent? I said, no, sir. He said, I'm going to buy the house. He said, I can buy it and make money on it, and you can pay me rent. I said, that's fair enough. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. So we're living in that little house. And it was nice. And so the kids had their own room. We had ours, and everything was nice. So the flu's going around. So I said, come on, kids. We're going to take our flu shot. John's eyes got big. So we had that big old large, people could call them Ottomans, is a footstool. And so we gathered around that thing, and I opened up right here. To Deuteronomy 28:22. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption. What would that be? TB? COVID in the lungs? Now, so I read this. With a fever and extreme burning and blasting and mildew or mold in your house and pursue you till you perish. And I said, now you see that? You see that, Kelly? You see that, John? Uh-huh. But now listen to this. This is what we have. The law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And you read this little book of Galatians, I mean, it's just faith, 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 faith. Faith of Abraham, faith of Abraham, faith of Abraham, faith of the gospel, faith, faith, faith. We're redeemed from it. I said we're redeemed from this. Hallelujah. So we needed to know what was going on here and not try to excuse God for this. It was a demonstration for a people that needed to see and understand. half of them stood on a mountain that wouldn't grow anything. And that was the Curse Mountain. And the other mountain that where the others were was a mountain that flourished. And it was there. They could see it. Well, yeah. Well, yeah, look at this. So let's stay over here. He demonstrated that his aim and his whole idea was to bless.
Yes.
Now let's talk about the Ten Commandments. When's the last time you read those? And you need to read that neighborhood. He made it very clear. You do this and I will bless you. He wasn't setting out a bunch of rules to hurt them and made it get it hard on their lives. So what he's saying, don't have other gods. I'll take care of you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't be coveting another man's wife. I'll get you a better looking one than she is. Don't mess with her, dear. Don't be doing that. It'll get you into trouble.
Yes.
Amen. And don't be lying about things. You tell the truth and I'll protect you.
Yes.
See, the whole thing, the whole idea was blessing.
Brother Copeland, this is Bob, and he's from Pigeon Forge. 16 months ago, they told him because of coronavirus, it had destroyed his lungs, and they told him he had 2 years to live. And he said last night he came, he has a big old oxygen tank over there. He said he took it off last night for just a little while, and he said he had trouble breathing, so he put it back on, but he said a little while ago he took it off. Don't need it. He's not out of breath or anything. Praise God.
Yeah, I had the corona twice. I'm a trucker. I had to retire. And I saw your truck out there. And I could drive that, you know. And then the day I told my wife, I said, come Monday, I'm going back to work. She goes, are you for real? I said, yeah, but I'm not. I'm going to stay retired and enjoy my grandkids. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Copeland, this is David.
I know exactly who that is. Oh, dude. Oh, praise God. It worked. I knew it in my heart. I'll go ahead and give you testimony because, hey, this is big stuff.
I had an accident that hurt my back. And then for some reason, maybe it was COVID or whatever, but I lost a tremendous amount of weight and couldn't eat, couldn't keep anything out of my stomach. And we had the opportunity to pray with you. And you laid hands on me.
Yes, I did.
And you said, the blood. And it was like fire just went all the way through my body. My clothes are fitting me so tight right now, I'm going to have to go start losing weight.
Oh, David, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You are healed. A mini book, also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know beyond all doubt that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org www.bob.com/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearsons. Did you know that healing is God's idea? You bet it is. It's His will for us to be healed and whole in every area of our lives. He wants us blessed, fulfilled, strong, with nothing missing, nothing broken in our spirit, soul, body, finances, and relationships. And in Christ, we are overcomers. Faith is our victory. You know, Philippians 4:11 gives us a picture of that. It says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. You and I have been given exceeding great and precious promises in our covenant with God, and that includes healing. Jesus defeated all of the curse, and He redeemed us from that curse. So, no more sickness, no more worry, no more fear. The greater one lives on the inside of us. Praise God for that. And now our next healing school is going to be in Omaha Victory Campaign Saturday morning, October 29th. And I encourage you to come for the whole meeting. It starts on Thursday, October 27th. Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle will be there preaching the word of faith. And come get totally immersed. Build your faith and receive your healing. Go to kcm.org for more information. Remember this, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
Something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.